their country. I think Canada actually is close enough to the United States that they're probably like, yeah, you can take it.
Wait, so if you were to commit a crime and then just go to another country.
You say that like it's something that people don't do. Because it's something that a lot of people do.
No, I knew people did it, but I didn't know they did it because you couldn't like persecute somebody for murder when they were in a different country.
Yeah, because if there's like non-extradition treaties.
You would need the cooperation of that nation's police force and law enforcement to actually get the criminal, and most people aren't willing to like go and talk to the government and like make them do the work, and most governments aren't willing
to do that. So are you telling
me that if a guy was just out there stabbing people and then he went to Canada and people were like, Canada just want you to let
Canada's
you know.
A bad example
Canada
because they
Eric Stabbingson is out
because
on the
they
loose.
They cooperate enough with the United States government that they would help them look for them.
Yeah.
But if you go to like, I don't know, a country like, what's a bad country? Paraguay. I don't know. I feel like they don't have a very good police force.
I guess maybe, yeah.
But I feel like anybody would, like, any police force would be broadly anti-stabbing, you know?
No, but it's like, not that you're anti-stabbing. It's that you don't have an organized enough government to...
Or a willing government. Like, if you're going to, like, somewhere in the Middle East, maybe the government isn't going to help. Like,
oh, fair. That's the worst.
Yeah, like, they have to like the United States enough to be like, yeah, sure, we'll help find your murderer. Because unless they do something bad in that country doesn't really need to care, you know? That's the whole point.
Oh, okay. Well, I was making the assumption that Eric McStabbingson continued his stabbing.
Well, that's different.
In a different country.
No, it's more like, you know, like you kill your wife because she cheated on you, and then you're like, oh, I gotta go find another country so no one...
Find a new country, new wife.
On that really lovely note,
it's not my fault. I just had to explain myself.
Okay,
yeah, no, understood.
I'm the one who made it awful. I'm so sorry.
You may go back to Canada if you've committed a crime, but luckily you can't call in for our show. You can call in for the other show because someone else is here. And that is pretty much all we have for you. So we're going to play a song to play us out, and stay tuned for the next radio show. Thank you for listening. This was Dual Degree Hour with Annabelle, Maggie, and Emma. I was hoping they would say their names, but no one looked at me in my eyes.
I was trying to find a song for us to play.
Oh,
I'm
yes,
sorry.
I'm sorry because it's my phone and I have a password. Mm-hmm. So Maggie's going to find a song to play us out.
Trust us.
And it's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust the public, the world.
Okay. I am on Annabelle's College Baby playlist, and I am going to pick...
It's more like College Baby.
College Baby.
Because it's spelled like that. It's B-A-B-E-Y-Y.
Sweet to the Rind.
Oh, yes, that's a good song. All right.
She came up from the water. 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 Paint chips on her fingernails. She wears a labor of her love. Dressing like a rummage sale. She bathes in the cloth of a tub. She's so sweet like watermelon, apple pie. She is the diamond in the sky. There's a flower, lonely night. She is the finest one inside. Watermelon, apple pie. She is sweet to the rind. Sweet to the rind. Summer grapes that hypnotize. She's the sweetest on the vine. In a four-square plantation hall, I dream we do reside. And when I get a tangle, we're in mine. She slows me down and takes the time. And I just hold on to her tight, 'cause life
one of the most densely populated. It's the smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. It's the first colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from
Greece. It was a golden age of powerful gods and extraordinary heroes. Greatest and strongest of all these heroes was the mighty Hercules. But what is the measure of a true hero? Now, that is what our story
Will
is
about. Listen to him? He's making the story sound like some Greek tragedy.
Lighten up, dude.
We'll take it from here, darling.
You go, girl.
We are the muses, goddesses of the arts, and proclaimers of heroes.
Heroes like Hercules.
Honey, you mean Hercules. Woohoo, I'd like to make some sweet music
with you. Our story actually begins long before Hercules, many eons ago. Back when the world was new, Woo! The planet Earth was down on its luck. And everywhere gigantic brutes called titans ran amok.
It was a nasty place. There was a mess wherever you stepped.
Where chaos reigned and earthquakes and volcanoes never slept.
Woo! And your friend!
And then along came two. He hurled his thunderbolt. He said,
lock those suckers in a vault.
They're trapped. He's on his own. Stop chaos in his tracks. And that's the gospel. Time was too tight. A to just relax.
And that's the world's first dish.
Yeah, baby.
Sustain the globe.
Good morning, everyone. This is DJ Molly. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Forum Radio, and this is Chatting with Molly. Welcome back to a great show. We have no guests in store today, but that's okay. It's just going to be me chatting. The back to our roots. So what we just listened to was Hercules, The Gospel Truth, a classic. I've been really into listening to show tunes lately. I'm not really sure why, but there's something about them that just conveys such an upbeat and exciting emotion, and I've actually been listening to them while I study, which is really interesting. And Hercules especially, I think, is one of my favorites. And it is such a great story because it is Greek mythology, which is one of my favorite kind of themes. Shout out to Percy Jackson for instilling that love. Yeah, it's Greek mythology, which is always so fun. And then it's kind of this gospel music theme background with the muses kind of being the narrator. And so that's always really fun. Yeah, so hopefully my number one listener will call in sometime. As you regulars know, that would be my father, but we're also at a different time, so who knows? Anything goes nowadays. So up next, we're gonna get a little Zero to Hero back on the Hercules grind, and this is also one of my, gosh, I'm just gonna say every Hercules song is one of my favorite because they're just all so great. So up next, we have Zero to Hero.
Steve could do no wrong. He was so hot. Steam looked cool.
Oh, yeah. Bless my soul.
Herc was on a roll.
Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll.
What a pro.
Herc could stop a show.
Boy, no matter monster, and you're talking SRO.
He was a no one.
A zero, zero.
Now he's a honcho.
His face on every base,
on every boss.
Come on, here it's Steve and royalties. Our Herc had cash to burn.
Now nouveau riche and famous,
he could tell you what the Grecian earned.
Say amen.
Say
and undefeated,
and an awesome 10 for 10.
Don't line up just to watch him flex.
And this perfect package packed a pair of pretty pecs.
Herky, he comes here.
Wow, that was a great song, wasn't it, people? there's not really much to say other than amazing vocals. Hercules also loves the key changes, I guess. Not Hercules himself, but the muses in Hercules love a good key change, which I think is just really fun. And yeah, so if anyone is out there listening, please call in and either give me your opinion on Hercules or other Disney movies, I would say. Not movies, but soundtracks, I guess, because I'm really open to hearing the other fan favorites. I can just run through mine. I guess I was listening to a bunch last night. Definitely up there, Moana. Love a good water musical. You know, Little Mermaid's up there with that category. Frozen, I guess, can also be categorized as a water musical, just water in a different form. Ice. I don't know if there's like a lot of ice musicals out there, but to make its own category, so we'll have to group it with water. Anyway. Newsies was on that list. The Jungle Book. Toy Story has a great soundtrack. It's not really like a musical, but definitely songs associated with it. What else? Well, okay. As I think about them, you guys can listen to I Won't Say I'm in Love, which is very exciting.
Ugh, what's the matter with me? You'd think a girl would learn.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Who'd you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven too. You try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you, girl, you can't conceive it. We know how you're feeling, who you're thinking of.
No chance, no way, I won't say you don't know.
You swoon, you sigh,
feel so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
Wow. Round of applause for Meg from the Underworld. That is that character who sings that song. And she just does a beautiful job, I would say. And this plot is very interesting. It is definitely not your standard love story because of the whole Greek mythology thing. And so she's obviously in love with Hercules, but won't say it, as the song just told us. But also, she can't love him because she's, like, stuck in the underworld. Something that's not, I guess, the most relatable to all of us. But I think if we think hard enough, we can say a metaphor, I guess, for what we all feel like is holding us back. Wow, we are getting real deep at 7:18 in the morning. Okay, well, I guess, so there's one more song, A Star Is Born, we can listen to, and then we can just chat as a group. I guess I'm using the royal we, but I can chat about my life a bit, and if anyone wants to call in, that's cool too. But okay, up next is A Star Is Born, which is now overshadowed by the movie A Star Is Born, which is with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. But this is the OG Star Is Born because it's a song from Hercules. And it is really great. And it really doesn't have a big role in the movie. It's kind of like a credit song, but some, including myself, would argue that it's one of the best. So here's A Star Is Born.
Get it, ladies!
I shouted from the mountain tops,
A Star Is Born.
It's a time for pulling out the stops.
A Star Is Born.
Honey, it is with a high. He's a hero who can please the crowd.
A star is born.
How would everybody sound out loud?
A star is born. Just remember in a darkest hour, within your heart's a power, and it's you, a hero too. So don't go wrong when you're born.
That's Bill's point.
Keep your eyes on the
prize.
Who can please the crowd?
And that's a wrap on the Hercules, people. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. I know that I did because I actively chose to play it. You know, I'm always open to feedback. And I guess now will be the portion where I just kind of talk about my life. And maybe you will switch to other songs after. But or we'll stay with the show tune theme. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But okay, what's up with me? So this weekend we have a frisbee tournament. What's new? You know, not much, obviously. And so this tournament is in Western Massachusetts. It's a mixed tournament, which is actually exciting. So for those of you who don't know how Ultimate works, there's single gender sports. So there's men's and women's divisions. And then there's a mixed division, which is really popular and kind of highly regarded, especially compared to other sports, how they value mixed. And so in college, the main event is in the spring, and that's just separate divisions. But 2 years ago, they started to have a mixed competition, like a mixed regionals in the fall. And I think that's kind of smart in that it wouldn't compete with the spring and pull people away from their main teams, but allow people to kind of mix and play both divisions, which is super fun. So me and Mr. Brunch are heading that and captaining it, which is an interesting experience. I think the E-Men have a lot of different tendencies. Culture in the way of just like how they interact with their teammates and build each other up and what role positivity plays on their team and stuff like that, which is not bad. It's just very different. I wouldn't say it's like worse. And so that's been kind of fun to play with them. And I think I said this 2 years ago, but you know, before the mixed happened, the teams were very close already. You know, socially, people would date each other, and we always like hang out together and do social events. But it was just like, oh, we both play frisbee, so let's, you know, listen to music and hang out together. And now it's like, we both play frisbee, so let's play frisbee together, and we're teammates. And so that kind of brings a whole new level of a friendship to light. And so that's been pretty exciting. And I think it's gonna be a really fun weekend, and we're both really good programs, and I think we have a good shot at winning, so that's pretty good. This past weekend, I had a grand old time doing just about nothing. I mean, we'd practice on Saturday, but this was the first weekend in a long time that I could just chill and do my homework, which is amazing and has made this week, or at least the prospects of this week, much better. And so yeah, I hung out with Fernanda a lot, my dear housemate, and my new friend Brett I hung out with. But it was also kind of quiet around my house because it was Frisbee Club Nationals in San Diego, so that's exciting. And Brute Squad, shout out to them, won a national champion. So that is championship. That is the women's team of Boston. So good job, Boston. And yeah, so that's very exciting. And let's see, anything else? I guess that's all on the frisbee front. But there's gotta be, I guess, other aspects of my life. My classes are going okay, man. I don't know. There's a lot there. So for now, we're gonna play a little Newsies, Seize the Day. This is one of like my all-time favorite songs. So get hyped for that.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side, too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow through, you're still our brothers, and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday we come somehow, and the prayer becomes a vow, and the strike starts right down now. Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted if we're united. Let us seize the day.
Now let 'em hear it loud and clear.
Now let 'em hear it loud and clear.
Like it or not, we're drawing near.
Like it or not, we're drawing near. Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant. Judgment day.
Oh!
Wow. What an amazing showcase of Broadway talent. Let's give it a round of applause for them. I do realize that a lot of the value of that song or performance, I guess, is in that little music interlude when all the newspaper boys are doing like amazing dance moves and showing off, and they're all like hyping each other up. So, and that obviously is hard to convey over the radio, but I hope you guys had a good experience listening. Yeah, man, Newsies, that is such an uplifting song on a really kind of sad storyline. It ends up happy in the play, but for those of you who don't know, Newsies is about just like the working class versus the man in this like newspaper union, or I guess lack of union. They're trying to start one in strike, which is super relevant now because there's a lot of teachers striking in Chicago right now, and so Newsies is always going to be relevant. There's always going to be workers who are trying to assert their rights, and so that's exciting. Can be kind of a anthem for all to triumph, so that's very exciting. Okay, well, whether the people ask for it or not, I did say I'd talk about my classes, so let's run through them. Number one is my senior design project. Very, very exciting. I am building a robotic caterpillar. So, yes, hold your applause, people. But it's actually kind of fun because I think it's going to be a really cool product and we're actually going to be able to do it. So, with senior design, there's always this like fear that it's either not cool or so cool that it's impossible. So I think this project walks that line very well. And so I'm glad to be on that project. And yeah, I like my group a lot. And everyone's super hardworking and really good at their stuff, and so that's been really refreshing to be in a group that I'm excited about. And okay, what else? So that's my senior design. Then I'm in a controls class, which is hard and has really made me question my, you know, interests and career path. So last year, I took a controls class with a professor, and it was, to be quite frank, very easy. We kind of only covered 40% of the material we were supposed to, and so it was very slow paced, and so I got to really, like, engage with the material and not be overwhelmed, and the labs were really relevant, and so I just really liked that class, and I thought that kind of meant that I loved controls. And I don't know that I don't love controls. It's just not quite as clear anymore, because now I'm in the advanced version of that class, and it's very clear that we didn't learn as much as we needed to. And so I have been struggling to figure out whether I really like controls. And this is kind of coming at a weird time because I'm job searching right now. And so, you know, off of this, like, random class I took last semester, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna apply for controls jobs and do that type of engineering, and I don't even know if that's like the right path anymore. So that's kind of unsettling, but that's life and I'll figure it out. And I guess it's just something I need to kind of wrestle. I think I just combined the words struggle and wrestle, but I need to wrestle with the path that I'm setting myself on, and also realize that it's okay not to have a perfect fit and perfect path, and just something that pays the bills is okay to go after. Okay, so that's controls. Okay, but in an absolute sense, I think I really do like it, but it's just hard and I'm bad at it. So that's sometimes hard to reconcile being bad and liking something. Okay, then I'm in this class, numerical methods. Could be really dry. Okay, it kind of is dry, but the professor is really fun and straightforward and very communicative with his expectations, so that's amazing. And then I'm in this class, ME42, machine design or machine theory, I can never remember. It is just the bane of my existence. It is so hard and boring. It's okay, I take it back. It's not actually that hard. It's just really boring and annoying to do. We have these projects and it's all about forces and bending and buckling and all the boring things you can think about mechanical engineering. So that's that class. And then I'm in this materials class, which is not super interesting, but I actually, the way in which the content gets conveyed, like through different problems, I actually really like. So there's just kind of standard equations that relate different properties, and I really like that because it gives you a sense of, okay, I have this and I need this, and there's this handy little formula to get me there, and it's not quite as convoluted as a process as something like controls. But the professor is so funny. He walks this line of being boring and entertaining simultaneously. It's really incredible. And so yeah, those are my classes. Oh, plus tennis too. Can't forget, shout out, best class out there. Okay, so we're gonna pivot in our music choices to a little Maggie Rogers because she rocks, and I'll talk more about her after. But here is Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
Took my breath away. Moving slowly through Westwood water, over glacial plains, and I walked off you, and I walked off an old me. Old me, oh my, I thought it was a dream. So it seems
That was Maggie Rogers, Alaska. Wow, what an incredible artist, I think. She has this way of being so genuine, but also such a great performer. And I think that's really hard because a great performer often comes off as kind of this actress. And she somehow walks the line beautifully. And I really like one of the lines that says, "And I walked off you and I walked off an old me," because, okay, I don't know what she's thinking, but I often take a lot of walks by myself, and I think it's like such a therapeutic way of like processing information, and I know I use that a lot. And so that line really resonates with me. Okay, well, now I'm going to read a public service announcement. And so these are always very exciting, and I'm just going to open this little book and see what we get. Okay. Numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs: 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history: 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That is a very interesting stat. I mean, I guess we all know that prescription drugs and the opioid crisis have been setting people up for failure in the long run. So that's really sad, honestly. But I guess I can't tell you what to do with your own medical journey, but just keep those stats in mind. Okay, so up next, we're going to have On and Off by Maggie Rogers. And this is, again, on her album, Heard in a Past Life. I think this is, like, her biggest album and very, very quality as well.
Ooh.
that was, again, Maggie Rogers with On and Off, a very, very great song. I also like her Light On song. I think that is fun and exciting. So I think we have some listeners that may call in. So for anyone really out there who wants to call in, the number is 855-915-9636, which is also 855-915-WMFO. So that's really exciting. Let's see, what else is new? I talked about my classes. I guess I can talk about my goals. So I guess this is something I'm going to be talking about for a lot of... oh, we have a caller. Okay. Let's see. Hello, caller. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to Chatting with Molly. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Josh. I'm sorry. I guess I had the wrong number. I was calling for the Maggie Rogers show.
Maggie
Rogers all the time.
This is the Maggie Rogers show, and Chatting with Molly is a guest on that show today.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Well, I grew up with Molly, my older brother, and I had actually never heard Maggie Rogers before this. So it's been a pleasure.
Wow. Well, glad you can tune in time. At the beginning, it was really like the Disney musical show because I was playing a lot of Disney hits. But do you want to tell us where you are right now and what you're up to?
Sure. I'm in Chicago, and I'm on my way to synagogue in the morning. And a few months ago, the guy who reads Torah left our synagogue, and the rabbi said to me, "Josh, will you read Torah?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah, I'll read Rosh Chodesh." It was just like once a month, and it didn't happen very often. I was like, okay. And then the first time it happened, I was in Canada, so I couldn't do it. The second time, it was Rosh Hashanah, where there's no Rosh Chodesh. So I was just telling him this beautiful Neverland where I didn't have to do it. And then today is Rosh Chodesh, so I'm supposed to read Torah tonight.
And so are you going to?
God willing. But I don't really know it. The thing is, I've memorized most of the words. The vowel gets there. No, but I don't know the trope.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter, so I can just make it up.
It definitely does matter.
So I'm just going to say, every time I do it, it's a different tune.
That's not good, Joshua. Also, there's like an app you can get for like My Trope Trainer that you can just listen to it all the time and then really get it in your head.
So I've been listening to it, but I don't know how to memorize tropes. So
okay.
I kind of think of it as like freestyle Torah.
Yeah, it's like freestyle. Do you know why we use certain tunes? I always thought because, you know, the meaning, I guess not the meaning, but like the tradition has certain tunes attached to each phrase. And so is that important religiously?
I don't know. I think maybe this has been used to help people remember it. Which is kind of ironic because now I can remember it without the tune.
Right. You should ask the rabbi when you go, like, what the importance of trope is. Because I feel like there's a big effort to get people to say the right tune. If it was really, like, a non-important issue whatsoever, everything would be freeform.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Let's do an investigation.
Okay.
Thank you, Maggie.
Well, yes. Hopefully you'll call in next week and let us know the results.
Very good.
Very good. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was my brother Joshua. Very exciting. That was his very first time listening to the show. Well, at least calling in. I think he's listened before. So that's pretty exciting. His maiden voyage on Chatting with Molly. I have to say this has not been, I guess, the best performance of Chatting with Molly, as he so aptly pointed out. I've been playing a lot of music. But, you know, we all ebb and flow, and I didn't have a guest on this week. It's very early, hard to recruit, so I'll work on that for next week. But, yeah. And so, as Josh pointed out, this is all Maggie Rogers all the time, so why not just stick with that? And I mentioned the Light On song that I really enjoy. So I think we're going to play that. And I'm interested in hearing what other people think this song is about. I think it's about, like, someone that she kind of likes and is okay with just kind of keeping on the back burner, and is kind of trying to portray, like, this is okay with me. If it's okay with you, we just kind of, you know, hit each other up when we need, and we don't need to make like a big concerted effort. But I don't know, maybe that's reading into it too much. So this is Light On by Maggie Rogers.
Now, if I told you I got caught up in a wave, almost gave it away, but you hear me out. If I told you I was terrified for days, thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, if you keep reaching out, then I'll keep coming back. If you're gone, believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe. Always wanted to stay. Can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to figure it out, but everything kept moving and the noise got too loud. With everyone should be so happy now. Oh, if you keep
light on, and I'll leave the light on. Oh, if you leave the light on.
Mm. All right, it's currently 7:58 a.m. And this is DJ Molly. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Forum Radio. And that has been, I guess, the very first Chatting with Molly show of the semester. Apologies that we've gotten a late start. I, unfortunately, did not do my volunteer hours last semester, so I had to have a delay in my start of show, which is very understandable. Okay, what we have up next week is hopefully a guest and also me talking about my whole system of goals, which I honestly could talk about for an hour. So there we go. And now I hope you guys enjoy the next radio show. And that has been it for Chatting with Molly. Have a lovely Tuesday.